I've got Tom Jensen on the line. You know him as the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. He is also the Tar Heel baseball super fan, so gearing up for the NCAA regional and hopefully the super regional and the College World Series beyond that. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So this year versus last year, I remember last year the Tar Heels were a great team and they just could not get past Davidson specifically, right? And that just happened to be the team they ran into in the region. What do they have to do to get further this time around?
Well, one reason I'm feeling pretty optimistic about how the baseball team will do this June is because they've had to deal with a lot of adversity over the course of the season. And last year, they really didn't have a lot of adversity. Last year, they were sort of just good from day one, and they won every single weekend the entire season in ACC play. And then once things actually did sort of go wrong by losing to Davidson at the start of the regional, it's like the team didn't entirely know how to sort of deal with that adversity. But this year's team has had lots of adversity along the way and has, I think, done a pretty good job of bouncing back from the various problems. I mean, one thing that happened was that the team got off to a pretty mediocre start. It even included losing a game at home 12-0 to East Carolina, which was one of the largest, worst losses margin-wise the team had had in years. And a lot of people in sort of the first few weeks of March were discussing whether this team would even make the NCAA tournament. And of course, they went on to win the ACC regular season title. So for one thing, they've done a good job bouncing back from losing. Another thing they've done a good job bouncing back from is injuries. Luca Delatri, when UNC was ranked in the top five in all the preseason polls, a lot of it was based on him being the team's ace, and he only gets to pitch in the first two games of the season and then is out for 3 months with an injury. Of course, has come back now the last 2 weeks and been phenomenal, so he may end up in June being what he was expected to be for the team the whole year. But you know, losing your Friday night starter and then going on to have the season you have, they've done a good job dealing with that injuries piece of it. And then one other thing that the team's had to deal with this year that's sort of unusual for UNC baseball is internal drama that spills out in public. We've had a couple players suspended for sort of internal incidents that happened, that those suspensions got out in public when the program tends to keep things very close to the vest. And the team, after those suspensions, just kept on winning. So I think the fact that things have been harder this year than they were last year bodes well for their prospects of dealing with whatever difficulties might emerge over the next, hopefully, 4 weeks.
So for the, so we've been following Tar Heel baseball since the beginning of the season. We carry the games here on the air. For those kind of playoffs-only fans that just start kind of paying attention as we get into the NCAA tournament, who are the players to watch for Carolina this year? You mentioned Luca Delatri on the mound. Who else?
Luca definitely is huge on the mound. One thing that's been sort of interesting about the team this year is that the starting pitching maybe has not been on the level that it has been for some of the other UNC teams that have been so good. And that's made the bullpen super important when a lot of the time starters have only been going 4 or 5 innings. So Josh Hyatt, who was an All-American last year, closer, certainly very good. Brett Daniels, one of the two seniors on the team. Those two guys have pitched in a whole lot of games and gotten through a whole lot of stuff to lead to wins. And, you know, one thing that's interesting is that the starting pitching rotation looks somewhat different than it did at the beginning of the year. The pitcher tomorrow against North Carolina A&T, Cooper Criswell, was a reliever for most of the season and just started starting in the last month and a half and has done a nice job. And then certainly a lot of very good hitters. Kyle Datras, the team's third baseman, a junior. He'll probably get drafted pretty high this year. He's had an exceptional junior year. Michael Bush, the first baseman, was somebody who struggled a little bit as a freshman, and now as a sophomore has been up near the head of the RBI list for the entire country throughout much of the season's had a really strong year. And then another sort of interesting thing, talking about the team dealing with adversity that we were sort of talking about earlier, Brandon Riley, the center fielder, and Ashton McGee, who often plays in the outfield, too, were two guys who were returners who had been really good hitters last season, had very difficult starts to this year, were hitting in the 100s well into a month into the season. And both of those guys have caught fire over sort of the second half of the season and ended up having pretty decent years after pretty rough starts. So spent a lot of growth within this team over the course of the season, and that's sort of the situation you want to be in. And in June, we've had a lot of teams that were, especially over the last 5 years or so, we've had a lot of teams that were like exceptional in February and March, and then didn't necessarily get better over the course of the season. And this year's team sort of struggled in February and the first part of March, and then have gotten a lot better over the course of the season. So, as you mentioned, a lot of people ultimately just judge you by what happens on June. It's a lot better to be on that struggle early, get great later trajectory than the other way around.
Talking baseball with Tom Jensen with the NCAA Regional beginning tomorrow. Carolina taking on NCA&T at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We faced them once already this year, came away with a 1-0 win. The other two teams, Purdue and Houston, we haven't met yet, but will at least meet one of those two teams, if not both, this weekend. So break down the regional. What do we need to know? What do you know about A&T and Purdue and Houston, and who are kind of the most dangerous teams other than Carolina this weekend?
Well, you mentioned that the Tar Heels only beat North Carolina A&T 1-0 in March. My hope from a fan perspective is that we were just saving up all our runs to score them in June instead of scoring in March, because it's not like A&T necessarily has lights out pitching. That was just one of those games that was in that stretch we talked about that was a little tougher earlier in the season. So I'm sure the Tar Heels will be hoping to have a little bit of an easier time, although certainly learned from Davidson last year that you can't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. I actually think the most dangerous team to UNC in the regional is the 3-seed Houston, as opposed to the 2-seed Purdue. Houston was sort of at the top of the pack in the American Athletic Conference during the regular season this year, along with ECU and Connecticut. And of course, UNC did lose to ECU early in the season. And then South Florida's in that conference as well, who UNC played the opening weekend of the season. And UNC took 2 out of 3 in Tampa at South Florida in that series, but it was very competitive. So we know that the teams sort of at the top of the AAC, where Houston was, are teams that can play very competitively with UNC. Purdue's kind of an interesting story. They were one of the worst teams in the country, especially at a major conference in 2016 and 2017, and has just made a massive leap forward this year. But one thing that will definitely be true for them is nobody on their teams ever played in the NCAA tournament before. Now, whether that matters or not, I don't know. But it's definitely a team for whom being good is sort of a newer development, whereas Houston has over the last 2 years pretty consistently been a decent team.
And then kind of looking ahead, we got the regional this weekend, super regional next weekend, where the winner of this region will take on the winner of the region that Stetson's hosting, unless I'm wrong about that. And then the winner of that moves on to Omaha for the College World Series, which Carolina's been to a bunch of times in recent history, but hasn't quite gotten over the hump and actually won the thing yet. What is it going to take for Carolina to make it to Omaha? What is it going to take for Carolina to win this year? And what are their chances, do you think?
Well, I think they have as good a chance as anybody. I mean, it's just such a crapshoot what's going to happen in the postseason. It's just about never the case that the number one seeded team in the NCAA tournament is actually who goes on to win the NCAA tournament. So the Tar Heels, really, you play the whole regular season just to be one of the top 8 teams in the country and get to play at home all the way through to Omaha. So I think that really is all that matters in terms of UNC's regular season, is that they managed to get into that top 8. And I think the big things are just to hopefully get a little more innings out of the starting pitchers than they've been able to over the course of the season. If guys who have often gone 4 or 5 innings can go 6 or 7 innings instead, that's really going to reduce the strain on the bullpen and reduce the chance that guys are just kind of worn out when they get to the end of this very long season. So I think that's a big piece of it. I think another big piece of it is not to panic when it comes to pitching management. Sometimes teams in the postseason have a tendency to do things that they wouldn't have done during the regular season in terms of their pitching. And often those sort of experiments where you use starters as relievers or relievers as starters, sometimes those things, I think, for UNC over the years haven't ended up working out very well. So I think one big thing to keep in mind is just sort of stick with what got you here in terms of how you deploy your pitchers. And one thing that also means is to give more than a couple guys a chance. I know that certainly Josh Hyatt and Brett Daniels out of the bullpen are going to be the people you trust the most, but it can't just be them. To have a team that sort of gets all the way to win the World Series, you have to be able to rely on a larger number of pitchers. So I think that is a big piece of sort of the puzzle to getting all the way here, is how the pitching staff is managed and making sure you get the most out of people, and also that you get the most out of more than just a few people, that it's a real team effort where you're not just relying on the same 3 or 4 people to sort of do the whole thing.
So bringing both of your areas of expertise together in terms of things that are not 100% likely, but definitely not outside the realm of possibility, Carolina winning the College World Series versus the Democrats retaking the Senate in November, which is more likely and which would you prefer?
Oh, that's a very hard question. I think the chances of the Democrats taking the Senate are incrementally a little bit higher than the chances of the Tar Heels, simply because I think there's about a 30% chance of Democrats taking the Senate. For the Tar Heels in a 64-team tournament, really nobody has a 30% chance of winning it. It'd be hard to put anybody's odds at about more than 10%. In terms of what would give me the greatest degree of happiness, that would be the Tar Heels winning the College World Series. The Democrats have had the Senate plenty of times in my life to often minimal effect, especially
Fair.
If Democrats get control of the House, you know, they can at least keep the Republicans from doing bad things. But the Tar Heels have never won the College World Series, so that would do more for me personally than the Democratic Senate.
I'll go along with that. All right. Regional begins tomorrow at 2 o'clock with North Carolina taking on NCANT. Tom Jensen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.